Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today we're talking about one of the biggest sources of resistance to all innovation. We don't have enough time. Are you ready? Let's get started. Last week we talked about a major source of resistance to innovation, a lack of money. Leaders. Today we're talking about number two on the hit parade,
early
on in the session.
Now,
this time one actually has a bit more truth in it, because we can always get more money, but we can never get more time. And the biggest problem with the time excuse, which, make no mistake, that's what it is that people buy it because, well, we're all busy. So we say, well, we don't have time to do that. So, oh man, I know, I'm busy too. On the other hand, we all know this is true. If you want to get something done, give it to a busy person. They're the people that get it done. See, here's the thing. There's always time. We've all got the same amount of it. It's really sort of like the shell game. You know what I mean? Thanks to the magic geek for that bit of amazement. But the point here is clear, at least to me. You couldn't always find the pea, but the pea was always there. And so it is with time. We may not think we can find any more time, but it's always there. It's a matter of us deciding to use it for what's most valuable and important to us at any given time. It's not a shell game. It's really there. See, if we had a project that wouldn't take any time at all, well, that doesn't exist. If we had a project that took very little time, people wouldn't make this excuse. They'd just get it done, and we wouldn't need to have this conversation. But if people start to make the excuse of, well, that's a good idea, but we don't have time, we need to counter with a couple of questions. Questions like, what is this more important than? Or, what will we take time from in order to do this? Now, when you ask these questions as a leader, if you don't get good answers, or you get everyone sort of looking at each other and not having a good answer, then maybe it's a time to do some reprioritization. And you know how to do that. And then maybe you need to put this innovation project aside for a bit, because there is something that's a burning issue, that's an urgent issue that we need to take care of. But that doesn't mean that there's never going to be time. That just means maybe there's not time right now. That's part of our job as a leader to do that. So all of that leads us to today's tweet. There's always time. It's choices we must manage, not time. This tweet and this time idea applies to everyone, not just leaders. But as leaders, it applies to us very importantly and very directly. It's just one of the many examples of the kinds of things that will come up in our discussions, in our roundtables, in our exercises, in the Remarkable Leadership Workshop, which I am pleased to be the sole leader of. I'd love to have you join us for a future workshop where we come together as a group to in a learning environment that is fun and engaging and interactive and practical, for you to have the chance to build your leadership skills, get acknowledgement for the ones that are already going well, and leave more confident and more able to be successful moving forward. I hope you'll click on the links below to learn more about that workshop and join me at a future session. I also hope that you'll comment on today's episode. If you've got thoughts, if you've got ideas, if you've got insights, if you've got things you'd like us to talk about or tackle in the future, let us know that too. We're going to read it. We're going to pay attention. Thanks so much. And thanks so much, by the way, for watching this episode of Remarkable TV. I hope you'll watch more in the future. Thanks.